Pinta Dvarpel. In order to explain all of this, this being what we learned last time, is we'll understand this by first prefacing the connection between the events, the life and times of the Mittler Rebbe, with the parshas of the week, Vayetze and Vayishlach, which is we begin to learn Mincha of the week of Vayetze, where we find an amazing thing. That Ikka Sibu von Avedis Yanki Avinu Beteri is nit in Parshas Tetz, who is Retzef V'Yanki was given Beveis Ovi in Eretz Yisrael, Beber Shom. Not in Parshas Vayetze. Who is Retzef as Vayetze Yanki Beber Shom Vayel Charon. The main story, okay, the main story of the Avedah of Yaakov Avinu in the Torah is not in Parshas Tetz, where it discusses, where it refers to his life in his father's house in the city of Be'er Sheva in the land of Eretz Yisrael. But rather, in that Pasha, Yaakov is not focused on the story of Yaakov's life. Rather, the Pasha, where is the main discussion of Yaakov's life, is in Pasha's Vayetze, which talks about Yaakov Avinu going out of Eretz Yisrael and going to Charan, wegen Yitzias Yankim von Be'er Sheva kein Charan, Charein Av Shel Mokam Be'eloch, about the going out of Yaakov from the city of Be'er Sheva to Charan, which Chazal tell us is called Charan because it represents the divine wrath in the world. To love on Ha'arami, to love on the Arami, who is part of the reason why he's called Arami, is because it makes up the same letters as the words Ramai, the phony. Mitial and Yonim built it at Suyam Dermit, with all the negative things associated with being in Haran and by loving Haran. Ayurida Achigidela, a tremendous spiritual descent. Was the Farat Yankim made a God, Unat Gidaft Ankum Tzav Tachasakadish Baruch Hushmaticha, to the point that Yankim was fearful of this descent, and he required in advance a direct promise from the Eivishter that I will protect you. Nachmer, even more so. Davke in Charan hat Yankiv chasnegat und aufgestellt beisei, rubam kikulam von die Schwarten, der Yesed von Am Yisrael. Davke in this lowly place, in this lowly environment, is where Yankiv set up his most of his family, where he married, and he had 11 of his 12 children, and which is the building, the foundation of the whole future Jewish people to be. I feel ul achri was yankiv at far endik zayn avit by loven in Charan, un haltzich by umkeren zu beis aviv, even after Yankiv, okay, he finished his work by loven, it's time to leave Charan, and he's going home to his father's house, yot gebeten v'shafti v'shalom al beis aviv, as he asked from the Eivishter before he went, that I should return in peace to my father's house. And is danach angesagt geworden von dem Eivishter shuvelaretz avisachul umeladitach. And already he's finished with loving, and the Eivishter told him, okay, it's time to go home. Go back to the land of your fathers and to your birthplace. Is anstatt, emes yankim zol mekayim, zayn dem tzivut. Und sich gleich umkennen in Israel, instead of yankim fulfilling this divine command, and immediately returning to Eretz Yisrael, it first begins the Sipur from Yankov with Esav. It first begins the story of Yankov with Esav. As Vayishlach Yankov Malachim Lufanav El Esav Ochiv, Atzah Seir Steyedim, that Yankov sends messages to Esav, with the Allah Pratim of Parshas Vayishlach, with all the details as described in Parshas Vayishlach, and Esh Nach Parshas Vayishlach, Ketzach Um Detele Detzeron, as Vayishav Yankov Beretz Megurei Yavim. It takes another full parsha later for the Torah to tell us that Yaakov settled in Eretz Yisrael. First he goes through this whole parsha with Esav, with Shechem, instead of going straight from Lavan back to Eretz Yisrael, he's right too busy with now with Esav. Was lechera, toch derik, your sipa wegen avidus Yaakov, you know, als ein, if on the office ain't in America, it would seem that the main story about the life and work of Yaakov Avinu as one of the patriarchs, that the patriarchs, they are the divine chariot, the Adra. Not only is he one of the patriarchs, but as Chazal tells us, he's Bachor Shevavs. He is the chosen amongst, the choice one amongst the patriots. So the main story should have been Gedar Tzayin Vegen Avedosu B'Kdushin Eretz Yisrael Unor B'Kitzer Ey B'Chlal Vegen Zayin In Yonim In Geshaft Mit Lavan Aram Yonei Sivarosh should primarily discuss his divine service in the realm of holiness in Eretz Yisrael, and only briefly, if at all, his dealings with Lavan Harami and Esav HaRoshim. Asevi, this has been against the Tzipa B'Teri Vegen Avedas Avram V'Yitzvah. As we find this discussion of the Torah about the Aved of Avram and Yitzhak, it mentions that the Avram's dealings with Leit, with Parai, with Avimelech, but primarily the focus is on Avram's life in Eretz Yisrael, on Yitzhak's life in Eretz Yisrael. And if it mentions any of these outside events, it's only briefly, and there are many stories which don't even get mentioned. So the Rebbe says, this is a Dvar Pella. Is there beer in there? So what is the explanation of this? Al Pi Yadua, based on that which is known, as Maise Ave Simin Labana, the events, the activities of the patriarchs are a sign, an indicator, for that which will be in the future with their descendants. Is moving. As the Sipa Vitera Vegemaisa Yankim Avinu with Lover and Ace of Precious Vayetzi and Vayushlach is a Simon un Hahiro Lubonim to Yidden Bavidosim He. So from this it's understood that the story in the Torah about the life of Yankim Avinu, his dealings with Lover and Ace of in Precious Vayetzi and Vayushlach, are an indicator and a directive for their descendants in their service of Hashem. So what is the lesson? Mit dem Sipur b'Teira ben Yankiv Avinu v'Yetzer Yankiv und v'Yishlach Yankiv, was das ist der Eshter Mal in Teira, wo es rät sich in Teira mit einer Riches Apratem wegen der Aveda von der Ovesen Welt. With this story, which is the first time in the Torah where the Torah discusses with in lengthy detail the work of the Avos in the world, Latin Torah, Torah Milashen Hirah, Hirah L'Datus, the Torah teaches us, Torah which is derived from the root word Hirah, an eternal lesson, as the Tachlis HaAvedah von HaYidden is Su'ef Tanevel, that the main objective of a Jew has to be to accomplish in the world. That the main mission of a Jew in this world is not to lock himself up in Eretz Yisrael and sit and learn and daven and just be involved in spiritual matters. But the primary objective of a Jew, the primary mission of a Jew in this world is to accomplish in the world. And the Torah teaches us how this is done in detail.
Why is this the first time? I mean, say it's a long time.
Because Avram and Yitzhak doesn't really go into much detail into their dealings with the world. They were primarily living in Eretz Yisrael and involved in their spiritual avodas.
Most of it was in Eretz Yisrael.
As opposed to Yankov, who left Eretz Yisrael and going to Lavan and Esau. Vayetze Yankiv Be'er-Shava Vayelech Haran. Parashas Vayetze begins that Yankiv went out from Be'er-Shava and went to Haran. Badait B'cholos the Yeridus HaNesham V'Gof. Generally speaking, it alludes to the descent of the soul into the body. And this is something which is not only brought in Chassidus, but is actually explained in the commentary Er HaChayim. Now Parshas Vayetzei, he explains that his pirush is close to Pshat, and he says that Vayetzei Yankim Veshava is referring to the descent of the neshama in the body. The neshama from Yadirit, the neshama of each and every Jew, Neshama shenasata b'tehere, the soul which you gave in to me is pure. Geit adres from Be'er Sheva, the soul of each and every Jew goes out from Be'er Sheva, which in its spiritual source is referring to Sfiras HaBina, the divine attribute of Bina, which is the Makar, the Be'er, the well, the source from the Sheva Midas Datsilas. It is the well of seven, the source of the seven divine emotive attributes in the realm of Atzilus. When is yated in Malchus, and it descends from Sfiris Abina into Malchus, Charana, which is referred to as Charam, is the Yerida from Malchus in Elam is Biyah, till it continues to, Malchus itself continues to descend into the worlds of Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Ata Virasa, Ata Yitzarta, Ata Nefachtavi. You have created it, you have formed it, you have blown it into me. Bizin Elam Haza, Gashmi Vachumri, Charein Afshal Mokav. Till this physical and material world, which is also referred to as the place of the divine wrath, Velch is Mali Klipas Vesitrachra, which is, as described in Tanya, as filled with klipos and with shells and the forces of the other side. Master of Elikus, that these klipos and forces of Sitracha conceal and cover over godliness. Unaif der Kedusha v'ruchnis from the Neshama. And it conceals and covers over the holiness and the spirituality of the soul, bismachna, to the point that even more, not only do they obscure, they can rachman alitzlan mazik zayin ayin. They not only cover over the neshama, but they could, God forbid, do harm to a Jew, the Yankiv at Meiragad, as we find that Yankiv was fearful of making this descent. The kavana in the yirida gedela is alba.
Why does he call Malchus Charana before it goes down to
Be'ah?
Why does he call Malchus Charana before it goes down to
Be'ah? It is referred to Charana, I mean in Kabbalah it says that Charana is Malchus. The Be'er, the Hezber, why that is in... I mean, it's in some way Chassidus, but here he's not referring to it. What's the beer, why it is. Basically, the reason why it is because Malchus is the only sphere that descends into, it is, since it is the source of other worlds in which godliness is concealed, so therefore it is already called, and it actually descends to energize and enliven those worlds, so therefore it's already referred to as Charan.
What are the seven midos of Atzilus and Bina? The seven midos of Atzilus and Bina?
What about the seven midos of Atzilus?
You said that the Neshama goes from seven midos of Atzilus.
No, it goes from Bina, which is the source of the seven midos.
Is that explainable in a simple way? It's like I never heard anything like
explain
that.
Explain that in a simple way. Yeah. Not as a context of what we're trying to do here. I mean, in the briefest of ways, it's... That Chassidus explains in Tani, he explains that the source of the Neshama is actually Chachma. And here he's saying that the descent of the Neshama begins from Bina. That it doesn't say there, that it says here. The source of the Neshama is in Chachma, the descent of the Neshama is in Bina, because the distinction between Chachma and Bina is that Chachma is an idea, is the point of an idea, the point of a concept, the point of an idea is Chachma. Chachma is, within the intellectual faculties themselves, Chachma is the one that's most directly experienced by me. Bina is already trying to take the idea and relating it to other things, which is why Bina is already the source of the emotions, which the emotions are actually relating to other things. Good. Here, Bina is intellectually relating it to other things, even though it's for myself, it's in my own mind. I'm not yet relating to those things. So, Bina is already the beginning of the process where the neshama is already starts to, as it were, relate out from its source. Just as in the spheres above, it's the beginning of, as it were, God relating out. The beginning of the process of relating outward. So similarly, for the center of the soul, the beginning of the process of relating outward, of leaving its source of in Chachma and descending to an other reality, an outside reality, a world, the descent actually begins in Bina. But that's only a taste. I mean, again, the more of that in this. Okay. Now, one in the Yerida Gedela is over as Adram. The point, the purpose, the intent of this tremendous descent is, however, that, on the contrary, Aid, Yaakov, a Jew, Zozich Misgabe sein Ivid the Alamis Vestera, should overcome these concealments and these forces which attempt to obscure. From Chomrius Vigashmius Oilam of the corporeal and physical world, Chorana. The Adrav, Davke Dotten, Eifbein, Abayas Bi Yisrael, Bizbe Eifen from Mitase Shleim. On the contrary, to the Davke in that place, to build a Jewish home in a manner as it was by Yaakov, Mitase Shleim, that his bed was complete, that it should be pure and holy. To create a home of pure holiness. In that environment, in the environment of a world which presents halamis v'esterim, overcoming those halamis v'esterim and building a Jewish home, a place of holiness. Was dasis durch them, was zayin dek anasham v'guf ezer megala, durch kiyam ha'teira v'mitzvus, zayin er anasham. How is this accomplished? Through the fact that being a soul in a body, he reveals through the fulfillment of Torah and Mitzvahs the light of his neshama. Und durch der Macht der Ibe die Chumrius Eif Gashmius. It is through this process of revealing the light of his soul that he transforms the material into the coarse and grubby material into a more refined material. Und Macht von die Gashmius. As does sein bottle with tafel bizakeli a vruchnius on a shamashlik. And he takes this more refined physicality and he makes of it that it should be subservient and secondary to the point that it should actually be a vessel for the spirituality of his neshama. Biz as a gufa gashmi vetnis achet mit zain neshama. To the point that his physical body becomes completely unified with his soul. They work in tandem. And they work together that the soul, the body is completely bottled to and is a keli to the light of the neshama.
These are like the four stages of the sikha from last week of the Maisara, that Moshe goes from Chumrius to Gashmius to Avir to Tchia.
That's not what he's talking about here.
Right, I understand. I'm saying that. Maybe it has a parallel.
So here he's talking about in general that the Avedis Hashem is taking the Gashmius, first you have to refine it, and then you can make it a Keli for Ruchnius. To the point that the Gashmius and the Ruchnius work hand in hand.
It has a parallel of four stages. I'm not saying it relates to Mashiach, I'm just saying it's.
This is Meromis Gleich Betchilas Yitzias Viridis Yankiv. As it's alluded to right away at the beginning of the going out and the descent of Yaakov, as it says, Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva Vayelech Charana. What is the remez in the word Vayelech Charana? Davke dur Charana, Yeridus Hanasham Lamata. Specifically through Charana, the descent of the soul down below. This cause does and accomplishes vayelach in the neshama itself. V'nasati l'cha ma'alachim bein ha'emdim. As it says in the Pasuk, which Chassidus explains is distinguishing between neshama and malachim, that the neshama is called a ma'alach, as opposed to malachim that are called emdim. The soul is referred to as a traveler, as opposed to malachim that are referred to as stationary. So what does it mean that the neshama travels, the neshama is mobile? It means that the neshama goes. So Chassidus explains that halicha means the capacity of the neshama to go, to go and jump over all the normal process of the neshama is not limited to the normal process of going step by step. Well, one step leads to the next. The neshama has the capacity to go, to overgo many steps, and to travel great distances in
single bounds.
Spiritually, in a relatively brief, not so much in time, but relatively larger steps, larger spiritual jumps, so to speak. So dafka nachmen steht bei jele charana und nicht lechara. Just it went to charana, not lecharan, which both mean the same thing. They both mean tucharan. Al the aveda lamata to dave them inyan ha'alicha vayelech eich in der metzius von charana charein af shal makim atzma. Because the Aveda down below accomplishes the inyan of halicha also in the existence of charana, which represents the divine wrath in the world itself. Und der Rebbe steht nicht vayelech lecharan. Therefore, it doesn't say he went to Charan. Was das wohl gemeint, nor as Vayankim is gegangen zu Charan. Aber der Alicha und Charan bleiben zwei besondere Sachen, which would have meant only that Yankim went to Charan. But the actual going and Charan are two separate things. Now, Vayela Charana, which could also be translated to mean that Charana went. Vayela Charan could only mean one thing, he went to Charan. Vayela Charana could either mean he went to Charan, or Vayela Charana could mean Charana went. What's his meram is as the halicha.
Charana is the hey at the end, is like a lamed in the beginning. So that's when you have Vayela Charan, that Charan went. Isn't the hey at the Charana, the hey at the end is the same thing as a lamed in the beginning?
Right, but but because there is no lamed there, it could either be.
Then we just say Vayela Charan. If none of the Charan went, it would say Vayela Charan.
No, I didn't say Charan went. I said Charana went.
No Charan.
It was Charana.
Charan?
Mm-hmm. Female, Mrs. Charan.
Mrs. Charan, yeah.
This is what I'm as the Alicha of Chassidus explains. The Charan Na is the Svidus Amalchus, which is called Charan K, because the K is the last name of Shem Havaya, and the Shem Havaya is Yered into Charan. And therefore, Apir Chassidus Taitz, Charan Na is the name of Svidus Amalchus. It doesn't mean two Charan. Charan Na means Charan K, that the last letter of the Shem Havaya, the last K of the Shem Yud K Vav K, is Yered in Charan. Is Yered in Tcharan of Charan Av Shalmach. So Vayela Charan is Meramez as the Halicha Ruchnis Batzitzich Eich to the Metzius and in the Metzius for Charan Atzim. That the Halicha affects Charan itself. That Charan itself is affected by the Halicha. It's not only the destination, it's not only the place in which the Halicha takes place, but the Halicha itself impacts on the place.
How do we see it in the letters?
It's good. In Hebrew, Vayelech Lecharan can only means he went to Charan.
Right.
But the words Vayelech Charana could either mean he went to Charan, or it could also mean that Charana went. Yesh la Hesef. And we can add, as das is eich merumis in dem tesefes hei von charana unit lecharam. That this is also alluded to, the fact that the impact is on the place is also alluded to the addition of the letter hey in the word charam. Kemayim chazal nivra elam hazeh behei. As Chazal said, that this word was created with the letter hey, das haste. That through the going out of Beersheva to Charon, one reveals within Charon itself, Charon K, the K of Shem Havaya with which the world was created. In other words, the godly power and energy which gives life to the creation. And to use the well-known terminology, the power of the one who's doing the act in the result, the energy of the action that is invested into the result. As Mendezet, the Kent in dem Nifal, that one can see and perceive and recognize within the Nifal, which what is the Nifal of creation? The Nifal of creation is Gashmi Israel, the physical world. Der Keach HaPeil, what's the Keach HaPeil? What's the power that brought it into being? Chayas Eloki, divine energy. That to be able to perceive and recognize in the physical world the divine life and energy. Und bis as der Nifal ist not an Eistruck von dem Keach HaPeil. To the point that one should be able to perceive that the resulting existence is only a manifestation of the power that empowers him. Welche drückt sich in dem Zira Nifal, which is expressed and manifested in the resulting form of creation. Okay, so that's the first thing that the Torah teaches us about the avodah of a Jew in this world. Next, it says, "Vayifka b'amokim, vayolan shom ki v'ashem." So now the neshama is already on the road to Charan. The Yaakov is on the road to Charan, and he came to the place and he went to sleep there because the sun set. Vayikach me'avne amokim.
Okay. Yeah, just
flip it over after. Just flip it over after.
It says, "Vayikach me'avne amokim vayosem ra'ashay so, vayishkav b'amokim ahu." He took from the stones of the place and he put them around his head and he slept in that place. He lay down in that place. Shas yishama funayid. When the soul of a Jew comes down below, being clothed in a physical body in this physical world, world which comes from the root of the term which means concealment, is gleich to der kibah shemesh. So immediately he experiences a sunset. What does it mean, a sunset? A helam eftim gili from shemesh umagin avaya like it. He immediately experiences a concealment over the divine revelation, which is referred to in the pasuk as the sun that Havaya and Elokim correspond to the union of the sun and its protecting sheath, its protective shield. So he already experiences the first thing that he experiences in the descent is the concealment of that divine luminary. Was als Tetzor der Fun wird, Vayishkav v'amokim ahu. As a result of experiencing this sunset, it causes the person to lie prostrate in that place, to sleep. What does it mean to lie down spiritually? Was in Hashchiva, the meaning of spiritually of lying down, But that as the Reisha Adam, Hamayla Shabai, that Behishtava Sudam Regula Adam, Hamata Shabai, Kidl Kamon Sivzan. The spiritual significance of Shriva lying down is where a person is in a situation where his head is level with his feet. So that means spiritually, the spiritual aspect of head, the spiritual aspect which is represented by the head, is on a level, on a par with the spiritual aspect of the person represented by the feet, as we shall see in Sivzai. Durch dem Hellen Vehester von Elam Haza Hagashmi Vachumri Mamsh. Through the hit, the concealment and the covering over, which is brought about through this physical and material world. The who, as described in Tanya, the who atachten shein tachten lamatim imenu. The Indian Hester Eda Yisbarach. That it is the lowest of which there is none lower in terms of the concealment of his his light, may he be blessed. And in terms of a darkness which is doubled and redoubled. And this is in general, this is a general description of the physical world in the Alter Rebbe's terms. And the Rebbe adds, "Befrat becheshech v'leil ha-golos," and especially in the darkness and the nighttime of golos, which in addition to the natural darkness that's built into the physical world, there's an increased darkness. When I say seinu leira inu, when we do not see the divine signs that we were privy to see in the times of the Beis Hamikdash and in other times. Ubimayuchet be'ikvus of the Mashiach, and especially in that moment, the heels, the footsteps, the final days immediately preceding the Messianic era, the Meshteten HaMatzev Shel Sheina U'Shchiva, where we are in a condition, a situation of sleeping and lying down, because the revealed faculties of the soul are very concealed, is the resh v'regel v'shav, and therefore the head and the feet are for all practical purposes equal. U'nachmer, and even more so. Elam Haza Atachten is Molly Klippus of Sitrachla, Sheinegra Vayamash, as the Alter Rebbe describes, this lowly world is full of Klippus and forces of the other side, which literally oppose God. Merdim, they are rebellious, which therefore it is necessary to protect oneself from these forces, and therefore the soul has to take from the stones of the place in order to protect himself, as it says that Yaakov was afraid of wild animals. What's the fear of wild animals? Wild animals are destructive forces that are uncontrolled destructive forces. So in order to protect himself, he has to take me avnei amor. He needs protection. So despite the fact that it's such a difficult, treacherous situation, that he needs some form of protection, but still in all, it is dafka through the descent that it's accomplished the revelation and the overcoming of the spiritual, overwhelming the physicality of the body. As Echen Amatzev Yorot, from Vayolon Shem Kivah Shemeshge, Vayishka, that even in such a lowly condition and situation, where he is asleep, because the sun has set, and he is in a situation where he is lying down, as in Reishis Bashvoim Gufay, that his head is parallel to and equal with his body, is that Mamshech Yedushis HaNesham Echen Zain Guf. He draws the holiness of his soul also in his body while in such a lowly situation. Unachmed, and even more than this, he accomplishes as is read by Yishkav Lemal Yusa, that it becomes, that he becomes prostrate in a positive sense, as der Guf HaGashmi wird nisachet mit dem Neshama, was durch den wird evgetan Aschleimus Nalas Jesu bin Arech Eich in der Neshama Gidl Kamen. He comes to the point where all parts of his existence are equal in the positive sense. That the body becomes elevated to the level of the Neshama. In the negative sense, lying down is that the body, as the head, has lowered itself to be on a par with the body and the feet. The positive sense of lying down is that the feet and the body have been elevated to the point that they're on a par with the head. So it's dafka through going through the process of concealment, of sunset, and of sleep, and of lying down. It's dafka through that that the person can achieve a state, this higher state of Vayishkav, to the point that his material being is completely on a par with his spirituality, as we shall see further on. Okay, we're going to stop here. Maybe start a little late.
No, it's fine.
Let's,